you answer aminim or berachot also. This is in the mirot. Yes.
You wouldn't say amen between Hashem and Yichavod. You're not supposed to, right?
Between what?
Between Yichavod and Asher Yoshvei, you would not say anything. You would say it?
Yeah. You answer. Now, you come to your chair. Baruch Ata Hashem Lekem Lecha Olam Yotzer Or. Till the Amidah, you eliminate Berachot. You don't answer Amen on Berachot. But you still say Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. Three things instead of four. Then, you say in Yotzer, three things you answer. Even in the middle of the Shema. Everything you interrupt yourself to answer. The only thing they tell you when you finish the Yotzer, Ga'al Israel, you don't say anything between Ga'al Israel and Hashem Sefatai. If you see people going to say Berakha or something, stop before and Shira Hadasha and answer over there and continue. In order not to stop between Ga'al Israel and the Amidah, the prayer Hashem Sefatai Tiftah. Because they tell you, Tzarich Lismoch Geula Litfila. הוא מצא, מצא זה...
כן, הוא לא הבין משהו. צריך לענות ולחזור, כי לא יפה.
זה דבר אחר, צריך לענות, ודאי. אומרים כדי שיחבר אותם יחד. But he has to answer. No question about it. Now, this is what we say now about Yotzer. What is Yotzer? ברוך שאמר, הסברכה. First and Berakha after. This is like you eat, say Berakha before you eat, say Berakha after. The Berakha before is Baruch Shalom. In the middle is called Zemirat. What is Zemirat? Praise of God. That they picked up this part, most important part of Zemirat. What is that? What is it? The Zemirat, most important, is Ashrei Yoshvei Betecha. And hallelujah. Which hallelujah? That's a question. Some they say the most important of the hallelujah. You know that there is few hallelujah over there. The first hallelujah nafshi, then kitor zemara Eloheinu, then hallelujah Hashem Nashamayim, then shivul Hashem Shadash, and then hallelujah hallelujah El Bakacho. There is five chapters from the Tehillim. Now, which one is the most important of the hallelujah? Is Mahlok. Some they say, Hallelujah et Hashem in Hashemayim. Some they say, Hallelujah et Bekotcho. The halakha we say, what's the difference? What we are saying all of it. Sometimes a person has no time. He came late to show. If you will read the whole thing, you will miss the Amidah not to say together with the people. And to say Amidah with the people is most important part of the prayer. That's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur, they refer for the Amidah, that you do it in Minyan. Therefore, in order not to miss that Amidah, they allow you to cut the prayer short. Well, say Baruch Shema, and you skip Yichavod, you say Ashrei Yoshvei Betecha, you skip Ashrei Yoshvei Betecha, you read one of the Hallelujot. Which one? That's an argument. Some they say Hallelujah et Hashem in Hashamayim. Some they say Hallelujah El Bekotcho. Of course, the halakha is Hallelujah El Bekotcho most important. But if you look at the Siddurim of the ancient time, they used to put
one more time.
Yeah. All other words, the other paragraphs, small letters. Comes to Hallelujah et Hashem in Hashamayim, is big. Hallelujah, Hallelujah El Bekotcho, big. To show you this is
more important.
Most important.
Today they don't do that.
Today they would print them the same, but some Siddurim they still do it. I don't know. He has it bigger?
No, this is Israel Oman is more there and more and low as a cachorro.
But the printing is different? No. If you look at the Siddurim of the old time, used to be this two chapter, Ashrei is big letters, Hallelujah Hashem Nashamayim big letters, and Hallelujah El Bekotcho big letters.
It was easy to figure out.
Yeah, but the person They show you in the siddur.
Yeah, I'm saying, big letters, you know, more sure. important. It's easier to figure out.
Yeah, that's why you see. They sing Hallelujah El Bekacho. Why? To show you that this is the most important part of the Zemirot. They sing it. הסידורים הקדמים היו כולם ככה. All the סידורים of the all the time used to be two of them big letters.
זה עזר? כן.
יש מהם שעדיין עושים את זה. See here. Which one is it? יחבדעת. He did it. Of course. יחבדעת, they know exactly the importance of it. שערי ציון, has it? Yeah. This is unbelievable. People don't pay attention. They don't know what happened all of a sudden. The print, before small, and then bigger. Yeah, and then, yeah bigger.
Here it's a little late.
Brought it.
Yeah. Yeah. A little late than ever.
There is many siddurim that I have. Shari Tzion, and Yehavidat. They have it still the same thing as they used to do in their old time. But many of the siddurim that printed new, they forgot about it.
They never knew.
No. This is straight through the whole way. Everything the same.
Because they put all big, yeah.
All the same.
The figure. Yeah.
Now you want to check all the siddurim to see which one the right one.
Oh, Yaakov is the newest one. That's
an old one.
No, same script.
Same.
This is called Yaakov modern. Modern Orthodox. This is some katan. This is a different thing. This is to show you how important everything that used to be in the books for a purpose. They didn't put it for no purpose. And that's why if a person sees himself, he will not reach Amidah. He's a lot. To say Baruch Shama, Ashrei, Hallelujah, Lo El Bekacho, Ishtabach, and go on. That's a very, very short in comparison. But he should say the Zemirot, the others that he skipped after the prayer. I recommend to do it. Some books that say, no, he doesn't have to, but I say he should. There is a reason why I say that. And this is the Zemirot. Now I came to point to you why we say these are most important. Ashrei Shevetecha, very simple. Gemara said, Kol ha'omer tehila le'David shalosh pa'amim b'yom, mavtach lo shehu ben ha'olam haba. You say three times tehila le'David. You know, the mezmor begins with the word tehila le'David. Because alphabetical order. Two Pesukim, Ashrei Shevetecha, they are from a different place, not from the chapter in Tehillim. Ashrei Shevetecha is written in Pezayin, Peret Pezayin, different chapter altogether. In the Menatzeh HaRagitiz, in the Koach Mezmor. But they put them there, Ashrei Shevetecha, and they said, hey, the Mezmor is Tehillah LeDavid. And the Gemara said, if a person says Tehillah LeDavid, Shalosh Pa'amanim Vayom, Uptach Shehu Ben Ha'olam Abba. Of course, when he says, Omer Tehillah LeDavid, Shalosh Pa'amim, not just saying it, and trying to understand the meaning. And especially, one pasuk that tells us to be very careful to know the meaning of it. To think in your mind, Poteach et yadecha, u'masbi'al chalchal ratzon. And the halacha is, if you didn't say it knowing what you are saying, you have to repeat. Now, this is very difficult today. The people repeat again also, they won't be thinking about it. But what do? We open our hands. For what? We say, Poteach et yadecha, oh God, you are showering us with your kindness, giving us our satisfaction. And we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us. And we can say we're ready to receive it. Which means the whole idea came to awaken a person to think what he's saying in Poteach et yadecha. And if you look there, they tell you according to the Kabbalah, Poteach et yadecha, look at the end of each word. Poteach is het, et tav, yadecha chav, well, that's the name of Malach, that he is appointed to give success to the person for his livelihood. Imagine how it is. And the number of these comes exactly like a Masbiya. Think about the number of the letters. And the number of those three letters at the end of the word comes the same thing. And imagine the Kabbalist. Think about all this. A person, doesn't know what he's saying. Thinking about this, but I say, even if he thinks about Malachim, he should remember mainly that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And the Malachim to be in, like middleman between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But they get our prayer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that now must be al Kol Hai Ratzon. What must be al Kol Hai Ratzon? He satisfies everything with this wish. Is that clear? Everybody comes and he wants $1 million. You get it? This is what the question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the people in general, to all of them, enough for all the people. But one that belongs to him, it's in the pocket of the other one. That means to make chesed one with another. Some they explain differently. Must be on the whole high ratzon. He gives him the satisfaction. If a person knows the greatness of Hashem, he gives him a satisfaction for his needs. This is must be al ratzon. You can never see him. It's as the Gemara said, Me'olam lo ra'iti shu'al hanbanim. I didn't see the facts as a storekeeper. And he gets his livelihood from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and gave in the world the need of the people. Depend on them. This is the importance of Poteach et Yadecha Masbi'a Lecha HaRatzon. And as we said also in the Hallelujah, the importance of Hallelujah. We come to Baibarech Levin, we stand. Why? What is that Baibarech Levin? Certain when David brought the Aron Hashem to Beit HaMikdash, he was singing, he was dancing, and then he gave a special beracha at the time that he brought the Aron into Beit HaMikdash. This is what we say in Baibarech Levin. Praise to Hashem for the Torah that he has given us. After that comes Shirat Hayam. Why Shirat Hayam? Because when we say Shirat Hayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more mercy on us. And we say it every day of our life. What they did in Kriat Yam Suf, they said it, we say it every day. To show you the importance of Shirat Hayam, how beautiful it would be if a person knows the meaning of Shirat Hayam when he reads it, to understand it. Okay, we come to Berachot Yotzer. How many Berachot there is in Yotzer? There is three Berachot. First, what we call from Yotzer Oro Berachoshech to Yotzer HaMe'orot. Some people, they see like two paragraphs, they think this is two, but this is one. From Tedbarach LaNetzach, they see a different paragraph. It's not that. This is all one Beracha. It's a long Beracha. From Yotzer Ot to Yotzer Me'orot. Then comes Beracha, second one, Ahavat Ona, term, Abuher Be'amo Yisrael, Be'ahava. That's two Berachot before reading Shema. But there is one Beracha after the Shema. Which one is that? From the Yatim, term, Ga'al, Yisrael. But you see that when comes Shema, they tell us to be very careful. To make Kavanah at least in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. If he did not have the Kavanah, knowing the meaning of it, he did not perform his duty. And what is the meaning? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shema Yisrael, listen, Hashem that is our God, He is the only one. There is no one else beside the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person has to know what he said. And they tell us, when he said the Shema Yisrael, the custom is that they close their eyes. Not only they close their eyes, they put hand on their eyes. And because if a person, when he wants to think about something, what does he do? He puts his hand better and for it, in order to concentrate on something that he says. Therefore, Shema Yisrael, we cover. But the custom is to cover it not straight, the hand on the eyes.
And
they make it like Shaddai. This is three Shin, and this Dalet and Yod. Shaddai, and after, but really, when you cover it with your hand, you can think better. Therefore, I say, you start this way. When you come to Hashem Ahad, you put your hand down to concentrate more about the meaning. Especially this in the word Ahad. The word Ahad is three letters. Aleph, Het, Dalet. Why? What is the Aleph Het Dalet? Aleph is one. Kadosh Baruch is one. Het is the seven heavens and the earth. That's eight. Dalet, four directions of the world. And you see people, what they do. What's that? Rain. That means all direction. Oh, some people used to do that so much. And what's all of a sudden? What is he doing? Young people, you can't imagine. They sit down. I said, pray. I'm praying, Rabbi. His lips are not moving. Imagine. Their fathers that they used to sing, all their bones are shaken to pray. This is when they say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem. They are... It's unbelievable. They don't realize the importance of the prayer.
When we say Shema Yisrael, we say it with, without our blessings. We say it with the blessings or without the blessings.
Well, that is better. You concentrate better.
But it has nothing to do with halakha, is it?
No. You can say with the glasses or without, but as a person can concentrate better without the glasses. That's the whole idea of covering.
Right.
And on the eyes. Of course, there is great Shema, to be very careful with it. There is 245 words in it. That's why we say Hashem Elohim Emet again, to make it 248, because we have 248 limbs in our body to sanctify ourselves. With each word, one limb is being sanctified. And we say, what is the three Shema? The three paragraphs. You think in the Torah it's written these three paragraphs together? No. The first Shema is written Hamash Devarim, Parashat, Va'et Hanan. Second Parasha. Then it's written Va'yam Shamoah, Kwar in Akev. Then Tzitzit is in Hamash Bamidbar, before. And when she sees the Gemara asked, why did you put it in this order? Why did they put it in the order of the Torah? And they say they look at what's more important. And the parasha of Shema is understood, talks about the oneness of Hashem. He's the only one, and this is most important. Then comes Vayam Shemua, the mitzvot, all the mitzvot of the Torah. Then comes Parashat Tzitzit, which is mitzvah, one mitzvah. But this mitzvah, there is two mitzvot with them. There is mitzvah Tzitzit, and mitzvah zechirat yitziat mitzvah, that you remember, because a Jew must every day of his life remember what Hashem did to our fathers when he took them out of Egypt. What do we say? Ani Hashem Elohechem, Hashem Otzet Yitzchem Mitzrayim. Sometimes a person reads this Kriyat Shema faster than the Hazan. I told him, one was praying with us last week, and he started laughing. I said, after the prayer, I said, what a wonderful prayer. It's a long prayer, like just like the exile, Orech HaGalut, I told him. They gave him to pray this year one day. He said, oh boy, I didn't do it Orech HaGalut this time. He got the message. People are, they want to go to work, and then he wants to enjoy himself to sing. Now this is what they're saying, but I say if you are ahead of the Hazan, it's advisable I didn't say it's a must, to wait before Ani Hashem Elohechem. If you already said Vayomer before the Hazan, wait before Ani Hashem Elohechem. Why? To say Ani Hashem Elohechem together with the Hazan, and the minute he says the last Ani Hashem Elohechem, to say Emet with him. This is important. However, it's not a must, but I say advisable. That's what I do, that's what I taught all my students always, to do that, this thing. We can't be a tzir. There is two parts to it. There is part speaking about the past, about the other side. Then there is a part that we are speaking, just like you did to our people in Mitzrayim, you do it for us today. You see, comes the part, most important part, we sing it. What it comes, Mitzrayim Ge'altanu Hashem Elokim. Because the whole Beracha is speaking about the Geula, that He took us out of Mitzrayim. And then we come, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. This is why they sing in Mitzrayim Ge'altanu. There is no nothing without reason. All of a sudden, they sing. And Mitzrayim Ge'altanu, they sing. Because to show you that this, they stress that these are most important part in the craft. And I think I will stop here. We finished the Amidah. But in later, I'll come to speak from Amidah on later. I don't even look at the book to say what. I don't know what the book, what there is in the book. I know only what I want to tell Alan. Okay.
Sometimes they say Ihad, they put Dargesh in it.
The what?
Ihad. They make Dargesh Ihad.
No, it's wrong.
It's not supposed to.
No. And first of all, I say Had. You made the word change.
Yeah.
There is no Dalet Yod. Had. That is Had. One. But that's a little long because to think about it. But not too long. The person would say, Had. That's what I tell him over Chagalut. The Gemara said, one Hazan, he got up, it lasted too long with the Had. The rabbi yelled at him. He said, you don't have to do all this. The minute you think about God one all over the world and from the four directions, that's enough. Don't do overdoing it. The rabbi yelled at the Hazan and Gemara with them. That's why I tell them, what is it? No. Your prayer like Orech HaGalut. Today is different thing altogether.
You know, 1999, I'm not going to...